USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With the war continuing in Ukraine and the Russians' convoy getting close to Kyiv, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken still believes the Russians do not intend to use nuclear weapons.
Russia and the United States have long agreed that the actual use of nuclear weapons would be devastating and have devastating consequences for the entire world. And as we've stated many times, including earlier this year, following the meeting between President Biden and President Putin in Geneva, both of our countries have stated that a nuclear war cannot be won and must never be fought.
The White House outlined a new strategy for the next phase of handling the pandemic, a roadmap for living with COVID. The National COVID-19 Preparedness Plan includes a test-to-treat approach, which involves allowing pharmacists to issue prescriptions on the spot for people who test positive. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn-Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Texas has made its decision on who will run for governor in November.
Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott won his party's nomination on Tuesday to seek a third term in office. This sets up a November contest with Democratic former Congressman Beto O'Rourke. The two won their party primaries as the state held the first primary contest of the 2022 midterm elections. Texas primary voters also selected their party's nominees on Tuesday for the U.S. House of Representatives and other statewide offices. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Fitbit is now recalling about 1.7 million iconic smartwatches sold globally because the fitness product's lithium-ion battery can overheat, posing a burn hazard, according to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. About 1 million of the recalled smartwatches were sold in the U.S. at retailers including Best Buy, Kohl's, and Target, as well as online at Amazon.com from September 2017 through December 2021. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A new study from Massachusetts General Hospital and the National Institutes of Health could offer some new clues about potential causes of long COVID-19 symptoms and possible avenues for treatment. The study said the many symptoms behind long COVID may in part be driven by long-term nerve damage, and this could help in treatment in the future. The Swiss company behind the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline said that they could not confirm reports that it had filed for bankruptcy, but did say it has terminated all employees following the recent geopolitical developments. The company which built the gas pipeline from Russia to Germany said its mobile and network lines are unreachable at this time. Major League Baseball has canceled opening day, with Commissioner Rob Manfred announcing the sport will lose regular season games over a labor dispute for the first time in 27 years after lockout talks collapsed in the final hours.
The calendar dictates that we're not going to be able to play the first two series of the regular season, and those games are officially canceled. We're prepared to continue negotiations. The clubs and our owners fully understand just how important it is to our millions of fans that we get the game on the field as soon as possible. To that end, we want a bargain and we want an agreement with the Players Association as quickly as possible.
The players need a minimum of 28 days for spring training, and the regular season was set to begin on March 31st. The players won't be paid for any missed games. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.